This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, people. Welcome to the second season of Rooted and Robust Podcast. Yes, this is the second season we've all been waiting for. It's been amazing. We've rested, we've planned, we've prepared, and we are ready to go. And this is that season where we bring to you content, as usual, that inspires, informs, educates, and spurs you to cultivate the skills you need for your desired goals and success. We are all about your personal growth and development on the show. And this is why we go all out to bring to you amazing guests. Right, so on this very first episode, my guest today is going to do justice to this beautiful topic: how do you attract the right people? This is the season where we don't want negative people around us, people that are not going to bring the right energy around us. This is why we are beginning this season with this very important topic: how do we attract the right business partners? How do we attract the right friends? How do we attract the right people into our circles, into our spaces? This is a topic we'll be looking at today, and I have a guest on the show who will do justice to this topic. So I'm going to let him tell us his name and who will take it up from there. So welcome on the show. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing? Please tell us your name and what you do.
I'm very fine. Hello, everyone. My name is Tammy Bankins. I am an entrepreneur. I am a public speaker, and I love to talk about deep spiritual things too. I think that's a good introduction for me.
Okay. Welcome on the show. So today we want to talk about how to attract the right people, right? How to attract the right people. So it means if we can attract the right people, we can also attract the wrong people, right? So we don't want to attract the wrong people this season. We want to attract just the right people. So this is what we'll be looking at today. So I'm going to allow you to get into it just like you've prepared for us. Then get into the questions if need be. So it's over to you now, Tammy. Take it on.
Okay. Thank you so much for an opportunity like this. It is also very important to learn how to attract people, not just clients. I mean, mentors, friends, and you know very well that we are not an island at all. Mm-hmm. We are social beings, and irrespective of what you call yourself, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, we always need people. The more you get better at attracting people, the more you get better at connecting with people, life becomes even far more easier. You'll be open to a new world of resources you usually wouldn't get, advice you usually wouldn't have access to, and new doors will open up to you. Mm-hmm. Let's do this point by point. So point one, you have to be passionate. Whether you're reserved or you're extrovert, you have to be passionate. Now I'm talking about how to attract people, then I'll also talk about how to attract the right people.
Okay.
Right. People get drawn to people who are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, be passionate. Have you met people who you try to start a conversation with them, but they give off a cold attitude?
Yeah.
They're slow to talk. They don't want to respond. They give off a cold attitude. There are people you know, you don't know what they are passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about passion. It has a way of lighting you up. You know, it's like you're on fire, all right? So there is this business you're doing, and the way you talk about it, you come alive. When you're passionate about anything, when you talk about it, you come alive. Even when you're ill, even when you're exhausted, the moment you're given the opportunity to share your catering skills and kind of meals you can put together, there is a glow in your eyes,
mm-hmm.
right? That glow is very contagious, that glow is what attracts people to your life. Even on your phone calls, one of the things I learned years ago I had a pastor who told me every time he calls me, because usually when you call me and I don't know the number, I talk and then I pause, hello, and then I pause. Mm-hmm. And then he taught me to be more alive when I was having a conversation. And one of the ways to be more alive when you're having those conversations is to stand up. So when you're sitting down and a call comes in and you perceive this is an important call, you stand up. The moment you stand up, you take a new posture. Mm-hmm. And then you come alive. Your voice tone is alive. The way you pronounce your words, alive. There is emphasis. So they're not talking to just one robot, okay?
Yeah.
So even in your phone call, you have to show passion. People are attracted to people who have passion. All right, so another one. In my course of interacting with people and teaching people, I've realized that most people don't accept all of themselves. Most people don't accept all of themselves. So they talk about their strength, and then their flaws make them feel bad. Some persons, it's funny, but some persons are not confident because of a part of their body. It's not just women, it's both male and female.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anyone. And because they're not confident about themselves or what they do not have, some persons feel because they don't have the kind of credentials other persons have,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not capable. You cannot attract people if you see deficiency in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot. Good people, you cannot attract good people if all you see about yourself is your inadequacies. Now, if I'm referring to you being a confident person, I'm talking about you as a whole.
Yeah.
Because it's surprising that I've seen people who are confident in their work, you know, because of the experiences and knowledge they've gathered so far. They're confident in what they can deliver, but personally, they're not confident people. In other areas, they're not confident people. They're not confident with talking to strangers. They don't know how to handle confrontation. You know, the moment they handle confrontation, you just find out they're more insecure than they appear.
Yeah.
So one of the ways to attract good people into your life is to love you completely. And this is not a selfish, this is not me trying to sell self-love, but it's to accept all of you completely, all of you. It's powerful, you know. The way you look at yourself is the value you put on you is the value people put on you. So if that love is absent, you find out people will treat, even good people will find it difficult to treat you high. They would not be able to place you at high esteem because you place yourself so low.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very important that it's not you saying you are better than people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's you believing that you got something to give, you got something to offer, and you are whole,
yeah.
you are complete, that you are loved, you are accepted. The acceptance will start from you accepting you first.
True.
Okay, so that's point number two. Point number three is, it's in line with passion too, but if you want to attract good people to your life, you have to get to work. You have to be on something. You have to, when people, especially people who are going to help you, people who are higher than you, people who God has placed in your life to push you to a much more advanced level in your career or your business,
mm-hmm.
they will not be able to do all of that if you are just at home sleeping or you're not chasing any project or there is no goal or vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of the advice I give a lot of time is be at your place of work. Be working. Whether it's a job, it's a business, do it. Be alive doing it. Be passionate doing it. But be working. Okay. A lot of times all the help we need will meet us in our place of work.
True.
Yes, all the help we need. Okay. And what is working is what attracts people. It will attract people much more than what is written. I've mm-hmm. met people with good, great ambition. It's all in black and white. There is no tangible work to say this person is committed to
this cause.
What they've written, yes,
mm-hmm.
or this mission or this vision. It's just on black and white, well written. Some of them will laminate, put it in a magazine kind of design, spend money printing copies of it in colored. you know, and then put pictures and projections, but there is no, I've done this, so I'm waiting for this help to be able to do the next thing. That is not available. And when that is not available, when people come and you want them to help you, because when people come into your life, they are really coming there to help, coming there to push you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they don't find anything to push, I mean, you can push oxygen around, even though my company's name is Bondolos. You know, you can't push oxygen around. You can't push the vacuum around.
Yeah.
There has to be something in place.
Mm-hmm.
So to become a more attractive person, you have to get to work. You have to get your hands dirty. Okay. Legally, I don't mean dirty and you're actually doing something very illegal. Oh, I didn't know I wrote this here, but there is another emphasis here. Point four. See strengths more than flaws. To become a more attractive person, you have to see strengths more than flaws. And guess what? The interesting part is, if you're seeing more flaw in yourself, there is a high tendency that even when you look at other people's life, you see only flaws.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you become critical, you become judgmental, and people don't really relate well with judgmental, cynical, critical people. People don't really relate well with those kind of persons. You know, every time you see flaws on other people and you raise it, they don't hear you say good of anybody at all.
No good.
Sometimes even themselves, even when you push themselves, you find out they complain about this thing they're not good at and that thing they're not good at. But if you want to be attractive, you attract good people. You know, you have to come to that point where you see good in other people too, and you're not afraid to tell them. That is another level of it. You're not afraid to point and say, "Ah, I love the way you talk. Wow, it's inspiring. Everything you say makes a lot of sense." You're secure enough to compliment other people's strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so the next one is, this doesn't go well with people, especially people who call themselves introverts. Okay, but a lot of things wouldn't come to you. They say if you build the world will come to you when you build the best rat trap.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, the world has more options. People has millions of options. Options to even what you do.
Yeah.
Options to what you do. If you want people to come to you, you go to them.
Mm.
Look at it this way. Every single thing you need is held by someone else. Someone is a custodian of the funding you need for your business.
Yeah.
Someone has that money in their pocket. Someone has the idea in their head for your next level of project execution and growth. It's in someone's hand. That's why we depend on others too. It's in someone's hand, but a lot of times, especially people ahead of you, a lot of times you have to be the one who go to them. You have to go to them. You have to start a conversation. You have to initiate a move. You have to send an email. You have to make the call.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk up to them, introduce yourself. You have to tell them your intent of how you want to connect with them. This is really, really very important to attracting people. Sometimes your work will be good and the kind of people you want isn't still coming into your life.
Yeah.
Kind of mentor, the kind of investor, you go to them. You don't wait for people to get to you. You go to them, okay, and you go to them because you understand very, very much that we need each other to grow.
Yeah.
I've heard people who say, I don't want anybody to take credit for, you know, I want to be self-made. There is no such thing as being self-made. We are completely all product of help.
Yeah.
There is no something as self-made, you know. Even if people ahead of you isn't helping you, sometimes people under you are pushing your cause.
True.
You know. So that is how it is. So you go to them, you initiate contact with them. You don't wait for people. The waiting game is not going to pay off, because the truth is people are doing way more than what you're doing. So if you think you're so good and you're waiting for people to come to you, you might wait longer than you'd expected. You might wait forever and nobody will show up. So you go meet them. Oh, this is what I do. I would love to partner with you. You create partnership. Okay, we've grown beyond where you execute every project. How come every major project you are doing, you're the only one doing it? Start looking out for partnership. Partnership of 5 years, you start looking out for it today. Partnership of 2 years from now, you start looking out for it today, but you initiate the move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the, I don't know what point I'm in, but.
That's the fifth one.
The fifth one. All right, so the next one is be imaginative. Be imaginative. This is, for me, one of the most powerful ways I attract people into my life. Imagine that people are actually coming into your life. As you're going to meet them, imagine that people really like you.
Mm-hmm.
I have that thought. I'm a likable person. The moment there are seasons in my life, I've noticed constantly where I get so worried about things. And the thing is, when you get to the point in your life where you allow worries to sink your ship, you become invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So worry has a way of sinking you from the scene. Like just takes you off the spotlight. Worry can make you not noticeable. It is very strongly contagious. Depression can make you not noticeable. You're good at what you do, but people can't seem to find you because you are in a state of constant worry, constant depression. It will make you so invisible around people who should have helped you.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe another point we should be adding is worry. But be imaginative. Be very imaginative. So what I do is, when I get to that season where worries have taken my head off and I know that I'm not getting calls from clients anymore, I start picturing these clients. I put enough picture, because I keep saying it. In as much as there are strategies and 4-point agendas, 5 ways to strategically turn your business around, one of the most powerful ways, in as much as those topics are available, one very powerful way is your thoughts, your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts. Life has a way of pulling people into your circle by what you imagine. If you don't like the quality of people who are coming into your life, you change your imagination. That's a start. Mm-hmm. Before you start changing your clothes and living in expensive places in order to attract those kind of people, for a start, you change your imagination. And look at yourself as somebody who's worth good people coming into their life, somebody who's worth attracting millionaires. So you start seeing yourself that way. You start imagining having dinner with a gatekeeper in your city, somebody of relevance in your city. You start imagining them going out to dinner with them. Start imagining speaking in conferences. You start imagining sharing your business idea with a client, an expensive looking client in a beautiful looking office. Meanwhile, you stay in a room, and then the reality doesn't look like it, but you keep creating those pictures. Pictures are very, very powerful. They're so powerful that when people were supposed to help you come into that sphere,
mm-hmm.
it is way easier to help you, because there is a frequency you're giving off. There is an aura you've created around you.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we are not talking about aura today, it is a powerful thing to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
And your imagination tells you it's possible. And the more you keep believing, it's possible to meet wealthy people, it's possible to meet helpers, it's possible to meet good people, that possibility, when it sits in your subconscious, it's easier to attract people that way.
Yeah.
Okay. One other thing I want to add is, become a good person. If you want good people to come into your life,
be a good person.
You have to become a good person too. Yes. You have to become a good person. Become a good person. Become someone who speaks highly of others. Become someone who gives compliments. Become a considerate person. Become an understanding person. And you just attract your kind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next point is, as you becoming a good person, have that mentality of giving. always position yourself from the point of being the one to give. I know giving, is, you know, a lot of you have given off everything, and especially people in the same level with you and people lower than you, you've given so much that you've given up on that part of your life, because you're like, ah, people will use you if you just always give. It's understandable. If you're always giving, you would attract people who are always sapping, always taking. You have to also know your limits.
Yeah, true.
You know, but this kind of giving I'm talking to you about is giving upward. There is nothing will change your life as much as giving upward. Yes. So when you show around people more successful than you are, you know, these good people, these wealthy people, these renowned people, these people who are making much progress than you are making, when you show around them, project your giving attitude. Because a lot of people come around these kind of persons and they always want to take something. Would you like to invest 2 million naira in my business? And my business needs your help. Would you like to mentor me and invest 10 million? Some persons tell you they want you to mentor them in their business, but what they're actually asking you is capital. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they want a job, but because you're a business person, they're like, okay, mentor me in business. What business are you doing? No business. I'm trying to start something. And I told you about work. People don't want to invest in, I'm trying to start something. They want to invest in, this is what I am doing. Okay. And then they use that strategy to, a few weeks later, they call the supposed new mentor and they're like, they need a job urgently, pressing family needs, you know, because they see this person as being well-to-do. Next thing, you have pressing family needs. All this while, there was no pressing family need until you came into the circle of this person.
Yeah.
So what are you? So what is this person? A backup plan, an insurance? Okay, so you don't go to the people upward. The people downward, it's good to give to people. But when the giving is downwards, it will sap you of what you can even reinvest for the next time. It will sap you of buying your ticket. To the door upward. That's another way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you show up, and a lot of times a young man was talking to me about his mentor, and he was like, this guy is so wealthy, I don't know what to do to him. I don't know what to give him. And and the thought just came into my mind, and I shared with him. Like, have you gone through his library? He said, yeah, he has this beautiful library in his office. There are lots of books he doesn't have, you know, right? He's the kind of person, does he read? And he said, yes, he does read. Okay, buy him 4 books. There are chances he has 3 of them. And maybe the last one he doesn't have. but when you buy that kind of person book, they know, and you do it intentionally, consistently, they know you're intentional about what you want. It tells a lot about you, and that you're noticing something other people are not noticing.
Yeah.
And then you just keep buying 4 or 5 books. Well, you buy and you're like, okay, worst case scenario, he's going to have 2 of these copies, and probably the 3 will be very useful. You just buy it, you give it to him, you buy it, you give it to him. You create that connection. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked that you're the only person doing this particular thing in his entire life. People upward also have need, so come into their life given. That's how to pull yourself from the level you are. You go upward given, you pull yourself upward, you pay for the ticket upward, and you're given a slot and welcome to the party. That's exactly how it is. So I think I've talked enough. There are questions, I could handle them, proceed quickly.
It's easy to say the opposite of these things attracts the wrong people to you, because when you're not passionate about the things you do, when you don't, you're not working at something and not on top of them, you just attract the opposites. So
sometimes you don't even attract the opposites. Sometimes you don't attract the opposites. When you're not working, you sometimes attract your kind.
Okay, people that are not also
haven't you noticed Yes, you just have a community of people who are not working around you.
Yeah.
This one was sacked suddenly, and even if they are working, they will get sacked. Mm. Suddenly, two of your friends are sacked. Now you're not working. They've joined your team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then one has been putting on his. You ask him, when last did you submit your CV 4 months ago? And he's telling you there are no jobs around. But he submitted the CV 4 months ago. You know, so you attract your kind and. There is nothing that will keep you in the same level as much as your kind. Yes.
Yeah.
So true. It is opposite of what will help you. It is actually the opposite.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. So there is nothing that was striking. There is nothing that will keep you at the same level like your kind.
Mm. Yes.
So whatever you want, just be that person and they come to you. Awesome.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tammy.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I learned so much from this episode, and I am sure you can say the same for yourself. It's been an amazing time. It's good to be back. Second season is here, guys, and next week will even be amazing because I have an amazing guest coming on next week. You don't want to miss that. This has been Rooted and Robust Podcast. I am your host, Uzioma Anyoji. I will talk to you next week. Have a beautiful day. Be the best. Keep being amazing. Keep attracting the right people because I know you are the right person. Have a good day. Have a beautiful week. God bless you. Bye-bye. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.